Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me? Charles? My name is on the list.
What list?
The DJ's list.
Miss Thing, there is no guest list tonight.
Oh.
Lonely people, lonely. Lonely people, lonely. Lonely people, lonely.
Come on.
Sounds of DJ Mike Q.
DJ Mike Q.
Come on.
Yeah. down a little magnifique. work this pussy, work this pussy, work this pussy, work this pussy. Work this pussy, 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 work this pussy. Work this pussy, 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 work this pussy.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Another installment of the motherfucking show, honey. Bitch, yes, honey. Yes, bitch, honey. Tune the fuck in, honey, because we going to recap the balls that happened this weekend. We are definitely recapping those balls, honey, and we're going to give you the tea on what happened at the balls. We're going to give you the inside dirt, Miss Thang, and everything, honey. We had the Rumble Ball. We had Jack's Rumble Birthday Ball here in New York City. Honey, I heard it was a ball. It was a ball in Boston on Friday. Maybe the girls from Boston will call in and give us a tea on what happened in the ball in Boston. I heard it was a ball in St. Louis. Maybe the, somebody from St. Louis will call in and give us a tea from out there. Well, I heard Tayana was out there at that ball of St. Louis, honey. So I heard that Tayana will be calling in and giving us a tea on what happened at the ball of St. Louis, honey. And I know it was a ball someplace else, but I just don't remember where it was at. And so maybe somebody will call in and tell us the tea on that ball, honey, and then I'll give y'all the tea on the ball on Friday by Greg Evisu and Scooter Balenciaga that happened on Friday at the Globe, because I was there and I was in the building, as in myself and Rodney. I know Rodney's going to be coming on and he's going to be giving an update on what happened at the ball yesterday and at the Rumble Ball, bitch, because, you know, Rodney was in the building. He sat back and he spectated, and then he also judged, so he'll give you some insight on, you know, who was judging correctly and what was happening and things, you know, because Rodney gives you good details, honey. I mean, Rodney be talking during the balls, honey, so Rodney will be calling in and all types of things. And I heard Shannon, made her debut out back in St. Louis for Female Figure Face, and she got sat down by a Butch Queen and Drags, and she read and everything. So maybe somebody will call in and give us the insides of all of that. But yes, Shannon Khan is back on the motherfucking floor. Congratulations, Shannon, honey. And then, honey, I got some insight on something, but I don't know if I really want to talk about all of that, honey. It has something to do with the three-letter words, Miss Day, but I don't know if I really want to go into all of that. So I don't know, Miss Ebony, you should let me know, should I go into all of that, Miss Day? We didn't have a chance to recap in because I was talking
about... That answer is true.
Oh, well, honey, I'm going to wait till I get the rest of my co-hosts and the rest of my gangs on. Sorry, baby. And the rest of my co-hosts and the rest of the gang on, honey, so I can give y'all the tea. But I just walked in the door from a house meeting, so I didn't have a chance to speak with Miss Ebony to find out what co-host is on the line and things and shit of that nature. So, Miss Ebony, whichever co-host is here with me tonight, can you play their theme music and bring them on, motherfucker, through in the Rodney's beer?
Got more booty in the bus.
Pull over, that ass too fat. Woo-hoo. 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 Pull over, that ass too fat.
Hey, Shasha.
What's going on, Kelly?
Yes, nothing much.
We have a lot of things to talk about tonight.
I know that's right. Shasha, that phone is really loud, honey. You need to turn
it down. Let me turn it down, Kelly. Hold on. I'm very excited. Hold on. You hear me? You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I just found that Amari Herrera just got out released. Seen him yesterday.
I seen him online.
Amari Herrera is Prince. Amari Herrera is released. Lisa Icon is still in there for approvals.
Oh, for approvals.
I just stopped that dirt out.
Oh, no, I'm gagging that Lisa is still in jail. I really like Lisa. Let my people go. Let my motherfucking people go, honey. You know, guys, Rodney will be coming on soon. So, Miss Ebony, whenever we see Rodney number or Rodney hit me up, you know, bring him on. Play his music, honey. Just break us in and play his music and bring him on. But did you hear anything about the ball in St. Louis?
Yes, I heard about Robert has slapped Tiana at the ball in St. Louis because Tiana seen Robert with some other femme queen they was kissing in the back courtroom, and Tiana turned into a grizzly bear and then started going crazy, and Robert just slapped her on the floor.
Oh, no. Tiana, I know you out there listening, sister. Call in and give me the tea on what happened, Miss Day. Why did Robert smack you, honey, and give me some more insights about on that ball, honey, out there. Tiana, call in here, sister. I need the motherfucking M-I-E. Honey, I need the tea, Miss Day. Well, from what I gathered today from a source, honey, that nine girls have been in indicted, Miss Thing, with the nine girls. Listen here, listen carefully, girls. Nine girls was indicted today for the fraudulent activities that the girls have been doing. The girls' bails range from $1.25 million for the nine girls that was locked up. They have a booklet. They have a booklet with a whole bunch of the girls in it. And they was in the building last night at the Rumble Ball, and they was taking pictures of the girls last night at the Rumble Balls. And so the girls that was indicted, they seen the pictures of the girls last night from the function, Miss Thang, and it was a mess. It was a mess. I don't know who, baby, but I don't know who, Miss Thing and everything, but it's just a mess, honey. And I want to say happy birthday to the legendary Kim Shady Prada. It's in the building in the chat room. Happy birthday, Gemini's Rule, once again. So, but that's all that I'm going to say about that topic, Miss Thing, and that they're looking for a couple of other girls, Miss Thing. So, girls out there that you know you're doing your thing, be wary, be leery, because the girls, they're out there, Miss Thing.
And I would like to say, Tiffany, Mother, Ultra Omni, funeral tomorrow in Chicago, wakes 11 o'clock tomorrow. Rest in peace,
right,
my sister.
Well, let me give you the tea. Let me give y'all the tea, Miss Thang, on what happened on Friday, Miss Thang. Well, on Friday night, because you know I have to recap my weekend. On Friday night, Miss Thang, I got up and I went to Greg and Scooter Ball. It was a fabulous Greg and Scooter. I want to give y'all a big congratulations because y'all definitely had a fab turnout. I have never ever been to a ball at the Globe and the line was to the parking lot. Y'all had a fabulous turnout. The girls was definitely in the building. Greg and Scooter definitely did give out all their cash, and then they even added, they still had more time left over, and they even added a couple of more cash categories, and the girls came out and walked those surprise cash categories and got that cash. So I want to give y'all a big round of applause to yourself, because y'all definitely did the damn thing. I had fun, bitch. I was in the back. I came out for LSS. I vogued down, and I had a blast, Miss Thing. I really did. I really did enjoy myself, and I had a blast. So I want to say congratulations to y'all. Hey, Keisha, I want to say congratulations to y'all, because y'all had a fabulous turnout, and y'all did give out all your coins. So maybe Tayana will call in and give us the recap for Saturday. Maybe Kool-Aid will call in and give us the recap on what happened in Boston and what happened in St. Louis, because she was on a worldwide tour. So maybe she'll call in and give us the tea on that, Miss Thing. You know, her and Jack was deemed icons, so I know she'll be up here on the line, honey, making it hot, Miss Thing. She has got what she has always wanted, Miss Thing. She is now an icon, so, you know, she'll be up here on the line, honey. And we're not going to do no tiny chat. I don't know. It's just too much. I don't know. Miss Ebony, the girls want to do tiny chat. Is that possible, Miss Ebony? Y'all have to clarify that with Miss Ebony, honey. But y'all not going to see me. I'm not going to get
that answer is
no tiny chat. Miss Ebony said no. So there's no tiny chat. Yesterday I went to the Rumble. I went to Jack's birthday Rumble yesterday. I left my house around like 3:00 in the morning, got down there around like 3:15, and when I got there, the line was extremely long. The line was wrapped around the motherfucking block to the fucking bank. It was so packed that the club was filled to capacity. Nobody could not get in the club, Miss Thing. Nobody else could get in the club, Miss Thing. That's how packed it was. Girls got turned away. It was no standing room at all in the building. The girls came out and they walked their categories, Miss Thing. I want to congratulate June, Miss Rahi, for winning Best Dress. What else? Who else I know that won something that I got to remember. I just want to congratulate the D.C. team for coming out. I want to congratulate the Philly team for coming out, North Carolina, and the New York team. I want to congratulate y'all for definitely coming out. The other states that was on the flyer did not come out and have a team to compete. I don't know why they didn't come out, but they didn't come out. But I want to congratulate those teams that definitely did come out and definitely did compete. And I have to give a big shout-out. I don't know her name, Miss Thing. Maybe a Kool-Aid will call in and tell us her name, Miss Thing. But that cunt, Ross, me father, Miyake Mugler, that you had on your team, she saved the fuck out of that team. When I'm talking about that cunt was on her head, splitting, vibrating, gyrating that pussy, gyrating that ass, bitch, she saved that team. If she was not on that team would have been done for. Whacked out the count. She saved that team. Definitely got to give a big shout out to Lucky. Definitely did that. Definitely got to give a big shout out to motherfucking Lucky Visu for definitely coming through with his motherfucking team. Your team was definitely on, bitch, and everything. Oh, we're gonna have to watch that after the show. I need to see that after the show. His team was definitely on, and shit, bitch. What else? Definitely gotta give Rio Prodigy came through with his motherfucking team from North Carolina. They only had 3 people on his team, but a job well done. At least you didn't just stand Jack up. At least you came with what you had, and that's the most important thing. At least you did come with what you had and didn't come without anything. Somebody respects that more and will make you a team captain quicker by you coming with what you can get together and not just standing them up. So just definitely a big shout-out to him. Definitely a big shout-out to Mother Blondie. Definitely, you definitely came through with your team, with your girls, Miss Thing, with Miss Angel and Miss Butterfly and Miss Sexy Lexi. You definitely came through with your team. Lucky with Rashad and John and the other child definitely came through. Definitely got to give y'all a big motherfucking Shout out for that also. And who else? Who else won this thing? A lot of girls. Lala, I hear Lala is now the 007. She came through and wore the girls out for performance. I got to give a big shout out to Ronaldo Milan. He wore a hole in Little James Caan. Little James Caan was on the Vicky show and said Ronaldo needs to shut up and sit down. And Ronaldo came out and he shut him up and sat him down last night, so you got to give a big shout-out to that. Got to give a big shout-out to Amori Mizrahi. He definitely came out and turned it out. Danny Mizrahi, he definitely came out and turned it out. All the girls that came out with all the effects, the realness with a twist, all you girls that came out with the realness with a twist, because damn, Shasha, it was like 20 to 30 realness with a twist. Vogue Femme, it was like 20 to 30 girls. The runway girls was walking.
I'm so mad that I didn't come.
Yes, when I tell you the runway motherfucking girls, the runway girls, I have to definitely give the runway and the Vogue Femme girls big shout-outs, Miss Thing, because y'all bitches stayed, and y'all had your effects, Miss Thing, and y'all stayed, baby. We did not leave about that ball until about 9 o'clock this morning, Shasha. Those
Are
runway
you serious,
girls,
Kelly?
9 o'clock this morning, those runway girls was walking runway at 8:30, 9 o'clock this morning. Those runway girls and Vogue Femme girls was walking runway. They said, bitch, we had our effects, bitch. We're going to walk our motherfucking category, and they walked their motherfucking category, and they did the motherfucking damn thing, bitch. Got to give a big shout-out to the car. They won runway. Who else I remember that won? I got to give a big shout-out to myself and my daughter, Imani Mizrahi. Definitely came out and fucked Big Girl's performance up last night up in the building, honey. I came out, bitch. The body is sore. The knees is fucked up, Miss Thing.
You was Morgan Kelly.
Bitch, Shasha, when I tell you, Shasha, I come out and, I give a little something for letter statements and stars. But for me to really go in like I did last night, it's been a long time. It's been a long time since I went in. Like,
Kelly, can you please tell me, what did you do, Kelly? Please tell me.
Baby, I went in, honey.
Cause I can't wait till I see you up this weekend. Cause you know you're gonna be up here for Mrs.
Yeah,
and Jane.
Yeah, but I'm not doing nothing, honey. I'm not cutting up or anything. My legs.
No. I'm not talking about you cutting up. I want to see you in Chicago this weekend.
Oh yeah. Definitely.
I have to see you. I have to see my sister. No shade.
Yeah. So and Yes. So, and that was I'm trying to remember other girls that won other categories last night. Got to give a big shout out. Definitely got to give a big shout out to motherfucking to legendary Mercedes Prodigy. Definitely did come out and do her motherfucking thing. Definitely got to give a big shout-out to legendary mother, Laomi Mizrahi. Definitely came out and did her thing. Definitely got to give a big shout-out to legendary Roxy, mother Roxy Visu. Definitely did your thing. Because
she won, right?
And so, you know, you definitely give a shout-out to all those girls that definitely came out. The legendary, and I definitely got to give a big shout-out to one of my listeners. She listens all the time, and she definitely do come in from time to time and give her opinion on things on the show and everything. Definitely has to give a big shout-out to the legendary Tiny Cartier, was definitely up in the motherfucking building last motherfucking night, honey. Bitch, definitely got to give Tiny a motherfucking big shout-out. She was definitely in the building, definitely sitting, bitch. Paris the Icon, Pioneer, Paris Dupree was up in the building last night. Motherfucking Adrian Venadini, Prestige, was up in the building last night. Man Prodigy was up in the building last night. The Icon James Caan was up in the building last night. Who else was up in the building that I seen up in the building? Ronnie Ballon was in the building. Who else was up in the building? Oh, my God. It was so many girls in the building. I can't even rename how many girls. I can't even name all the girls that was up in the motherfucking building. But if anybody's out there and you're on the phone lines, Miss Dang Girl, and bitch, and you know, and you got some tea or anything that happened this weekend at any of the balls, Miss Thing, please feel free to definitely press motherfucking one and come up on the motherfucking line and give us the motherfucking team and say, I need some people to call in and tell me what happened in St. Louis. I need some people to call in and tell me what happened in Boston, Miss Day. I need tea on these other balls, Miss Day, that happened because I wasn't at these balls, so I don't know. So, girls, please hit it up. Press 1, Miss Day, and come and tell me the tea, Miss Day, because, bitch, if y'all girls ain't on pressing 1, Miss Day, shit, I could have went out, bitch. I just came from a house meeting, Miss Day. All the girls went out to BBQs and shit, Miss Day, after.
I want
to
hear the pretty boys come in today. Come in.
Ernie, I came home to do the show for y'all, Miss Thing, and if ain't nobody pressing 1 or telling me what happened at the balls, bitch, I could have stayed at, I could have stayed in the city with my kids at BBQ's, bitch.
Okay, and I would have just stayed in my bathtub.
Ernie, I'm sitting here, the girls don't want to call in and press 1, bitch. I could have been in the motherfucking city with the kids.
They scared. They scared, Kelly.
They scared. They all at BBQ's. Ernie, bitch. Andre's at BBQ's with the kids, honey. They all at BBQ's. They all went down to BBQ's to eat and drink and everything, bitch. I could have been in the building. But somebody hit me up and they said Shannon was in St. Louis and she was sitting, honey.
And Miko, you know, because, you know, Selvin sort of went to St. Louis and commentated, but I don't know, did Jack manipulate her to stay in New York? And Miko had to, you know, do her own MC. And she was like, the next category is...
Kool-Aid never made it to St. Louis?
No. She had paid for the ticket and everything, Kelly.
Oh, because for my assumption, I thought Kool-Aid was leaving from Boston.
Right, to go to St. Louis. But no, that didn't happen like that. I think Kool-Aid wanted to stay in New York because she knew that that ball was a loser.
Oh.
And she paid them. I can't say she paid them, but she didn't make it. She didn't make it to St. Louis. Miko had to commentate that ball all by herself, and the ball didn't let out till about 9 o'clock, like the rubber ball. But they did get to. She did give all her cash. I can say that.
Well, bitch, that's baby. Let me tell you something, bitch. I had a ball years ago, Mistake, and the girls was out of town, Mistake, baby, and bitch. I called myself out for Grand March, bitch. I cut up for Grand March, bitch, and then after I did Grand March, bitch, I went and changed my clothes, bitch, and came back and did motherfucking Legislators and started, did my motherfucking category, bitch. And it was
what category was that, Kelly?
Baby, that was when I had a ball, and it was a fabulous function. Hold on, Shasha. We have a caller, 704-242. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? Hold on, 704-252. You're live on the air. 704-252. You're live on the air. Okay, 678-274. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Daddy, hello.
267-274. You're live on the air.
Let me know you're going on a date.
Uh-huh. 267-274. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Break it down.
Okay, next caller, please, girl.
We don't got time for that.
Yes, the girls want to sit here and play, honey. 267-549. You're live on the air on the recap show.
How you doing, Kelly? Hi, Tessa.
I'm doing great. How you doing? Who is this?
This is Taji Kelly.
Hi, Taji.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
I just want to congratulate Mother Stacey Blahnik and Randy Blahnik on a $1,000 win on Saturday at the People's Choice Awards in Philly.
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, hold on.
Kelly, I'm not going in with you.
No, because I forgot about that ball, honey, and I had some tea. And I'm glad I'm just like Wendy Williams. I'm just like Wendy Williams. Y'all are my outside reporters, bitch. And you know, bitch, and when I forget things, you know how the audience do on Wendy Williams. When Wendy forget things, people come up to the mic and they say things, and then it pops back into Wendy's head. And it popped back into Mother Kelly's head. Oh, did Miss Stacy really get her $1,000? Because they said it was only 30 girls in the building. Miss Stacy got ready and they have her coins.
She got her money. She got all her money.
Some girls was reading Miss Thing, and they came up to me, baby, last night, and they gave me Ray Kelly. I was in Philly, Miss Thing, and it was only 30 girls in the building, Miss Thing, and Miss Alvernia did not give me my motherfucking coins. But I ain't gonna pick those girls' names out there that said Alvernia and give them their coins. Maybe they're calling they self and saying, but they said they did not get their coins. So
I will put it out there, but I don't feel like going there with them.
Well, baby, I want to congratulate. No, I'm not pinning those girls' names out there. If they want to call in, I'm not in the hold on, caller. Y'all girls in the chat room, y'all not going to make me be the bad bitch. I'm not being the bad bitch no more. Honey, if these girls tell me team mistake, they need to call and hear they self mistake and have the balls to say it, mistake. I already made pay y'all money. Bitch, get up here and say it, Miss Thing. But I want to congratulate Stacey for definitely getting her $1,000. And I feel sorry for you other girls that did not get your coins. But Miss Stacey got hers. But go ahead, call her.
Kelly, you is a mess.
Well,
yes,
baby, I'm going to be real, Miss Thing, Connie, because you know the girls always coming to me at the board and be like, well, Kelly, Miss Thing, I was at the People's Choice Award, Miss Thing, Kelly, and Miss Alvernia did not give me my coins, Miss Thing. And she told me she was going to pay me, Miss Thing. And girl, I ain't see her no more at the end of the night, Miss Thing. And so, bitch, but I know ain't none of them going to call in here and give the team, Miss Thing, but I'm glad Stacey didn't get her coins, bitch.
Okay.
Was one of them a prodigy?
Girl,
I'm not
starting
with you.
Okay, bye. Hold on. Somebody is hitting me up right now. Switchboard, give me the next call number. We got one. Nobody got coins, Kelly. They got 250 girls each, and Bunny only got 60. Booty only got 60. Oh, Miss Thing, oh, girl, the girls are a mess, honey. Hold on, 314-484. You're live on the recap show.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Shasha.
Hey. Who
this is Cameo Evisa from St. Louis.
Hey, Cameo. Oh,
hey,
Cameo.
Shasha. What's up?
That phone is so loud, you is busting my eardrums.
I just want to call in and congratulate the House of Evisa for winning House of Tomas trophies at the St. Louis Awards Ball. And we won over to our face. Hallie Evisa won her first $1,000 at the St. Louis Awards Ball. I just wanted to congratulate her and the House of Evisa for coming through and supporting our city and snatching House of Tomas trophies once again.
Okay, I know that's right. The Evisa
okay.
is on the road. The Evisa is on the road.
Evisa is not playing with the girls out here.
Yes. They said, They said Bubby Revlon got $60 for Realness with a Twist, and the category was more than that, but he only got 60, and everybody else only got 250 for their thing. Well, at least they got something, because bitches don't be getting shit, bitch. 259-591. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing? 269-591. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, Kelly. This is your sister, Mina.
Hey, Mina. What's T?
Girl, you know I am.
Hey, Mina.
Hey, Shasha. So, Kelly, let me apologize. Let me start off first. I apologize for not answering your calls, but, bitch, I've been nervous, bitch.
Oh, I know.
You already know T.
Yeah.
But I just want to say congratulations to the House of Evisa. I was not at the St. Louis Awards Ball. My sister Tayana was there, bitch, and she was in charge, bitch. They say Tayana ran that motherfucking ball, bitch. And that's what I want to say, that Tayana kept it there.
I need motherfucking Tayana to call in here and tell me what motherfucking happened. They said Miss Shannon lost face. They wanted to chop her, Miss Thing.
Shannon lost, and she's not a drag. She came. The Ms. Rahi that came out as a femme queen.
What the tea I got was, and then you can fill in the gaps, Mina. The tea I got was Shannon came out. She was sitting, but somebody wanted to chop her and try her, and then the story I got, they said that she was a drag queen, but she really come to find out she was a femme queen in the House of Miss Wright, sat Shannon down for the coins, and Shannon
right.
was mad and was calling her all types of drag queens, and the girls
right.
had nerve and all this other stuff to say. Is that
exactly.
the
But oh. they say that Miss Wright was sinning, bitch, and it's no shade. She sent Shannon and she sent Emery. I don't know what the tea was. I didn't wasn't there, but she said the $5,000 winner, and she said Miss Mother Shannon Khan, honey. And I don't know what the tea was, but the girls was evil about it. But, bitch, I don't know what the tea was because they said the Emery.
Oh, they
and,
said they wanted to chop
Shannon.
Shannon. They wanted to chop. Somebody just hit me up that was at the ball. They wanted to chop Shannon because as she was walking, her tits was popping out of her dress.
Right. But they said that the Mizrahi that they were calling a drag said she's not a drag. She had on pink, and this thing was a femme queen, bitch.
Well, baby, listen.
Josh,
everybody, listen.
You know I didn't come to the ball because, bitch, I had a date, bitch, and he had 360 waves, bitch, Sha-Sha.
You know, that's what I like, Sister Mina. You know, I love that.
Bitch, I couldn't come, Sha-Sha, bitch.
Hold on, because there's a lot of girls. Hold on. It's a lot of girls. There's a lot of people that say that they want to call in and they want to talk, but the phone line is full. So
bitch, they say the Mizrahi was sitting. I wasn't there. They said the Mizrahi was, Femme Queen was, they said she told them, I'm not a drag, bitch. I'm a Femme Queen. And they said the Mizrahi was sitting. I wasn't there, but that's what they told me. But Tiana was there, and they say Tiana ran the ball, which what she's supposed to do. She's legendary. Tiana ran the ball. I wasn't there. But hopefully Tiana call in and get 4T. But they said my sister Tiana ran the ball, bitch, and she kept it fair.
Okay, I know that's right. Well, baby, maybe we gotta find Tiana. Hold on, bitch.
Right.
We gonna find Tiana. Hold on, honey. I'm gonna hold on. I gotta get on the red phone, mistake. Hold on.
They said Tiana was ran the ball, bitch. Shasha, and you already know what Tiana gave, bitch.
Okay.
I'm on the red phone right now, honey. I'm on the red phone right now. And I'm dialing Miss Tiana's number right now. Switchboard, can you see that other 773 number is in queue? Because they said they in queue and they press 1. You're not in queue. Okay, hold on. Tiana?
I apologize.
I need you on the show.
Kelly, you know I apologize for not answering the phone, but bitch, it's a whole lot of teas going on.
Yeah, but girl, Mina, you ain't even got to tell me. Hold on, because the phone lines is packed. Because girls are sending me up saying the phone lines is packed. Hold on, switchboard. I'm sending you.
Girls all on the phone, bitch. I'm nervous, bitch.
Sasha, I'm nervous, bitch.
Sasha, you is too loud. You is giving me a headache, girl.
Sasha, bitch, I'm not even at home, bitch.
You better stop yelling like that. Switchboard, can you please call Tiana because the phone line is packed, and I need to
get
the key on what happened because the girls can't call in because the phone line is packed.
Because this is the night. This
Tiana
was being fair. They say, bitch, hold on. Kelly, they say, I got a text. They say, Sean, Tiana was being very fair about the ball.
Okay, here goes Tiana.
Hello.
What's going on?
Tiana, your sister Mina, bitch. They said you was being fair about the ball. It was no tea, no dirt, no shade, bitch. But you know I wasn't
there. Hey, Mina.
Hey, Tiana, sister. What's this?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, baby.
What's up?
What's going on?
Tiana, please give me the tea on what happened in St. Louis, honey. Please start on telling me who was in the building and things.
Okay, well, we're going to say that Mother Shannon, overall Mother Shannon Khan was in the building. You have Banks Ebony, Q Mizrahi, Derek Khan, and Bianca. These three resources was there in full effect. Congratulations to you guys. Jay Mizza. You had a couple of people that was there. A majority of the people from Chicago, you know, they were in the building too. But, girl, let's get to the space category. I know that's what y'all want to talk about, right?
Okay.
The space category. congratulations again to the Ivisu that won. You had Mother Shannon that walked. The Khan, I don't know was she a drag or a femme. I don't know what she was, but
came out as a femme queen because she was a drag.
No, it was a femme queen Khan. I'm sorry, the femme queen Khan. Yes, the Mizrahi. It was two Mizrahis. It was, I know it was one Michi, and the other one was, I think she was a drag queen. Oh, she was sitting. She was over. It was no shade. I didn't think that she was going to win over Emery, but she really did. She brought it, and she was really, really over.
She said Emery and Shannon, bitch, and I was the gag.
Yeah, Emery and Shannon. She really did.
I know that.
She was over. Okay, wherever y'all thought that bitch at, y'all better keep that bitch. You hear me?
Yeah, that bitch. They said, I'm with them, but they said that bitch.
Yeah, she was over. Michi Mizrahi, she got chopped, but you know they redeemed her. Kelly Ebony got chopped. They redeemed her too. It was a couple of girls got chopped that didn't bring the category right, but you know it was a lot of people. You know, this is what I hate
Hold on. Wendy Williams, Miss Wendy Williams, Ebony, block her from the chat room. Wendy Williams, I told y'all girls about putting links in the chat room. There is no links to be put in the chat room unless the link is approved by myself or motherfucking switchboard. We just told you there is no promoting any motherfucking escorted or any escort site in the chat room. Miss Wendy Williams, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Have a good night.
Yes,
wow, Wendy.
Wendy Williams,
I'm spoken.
Let me let
right.
Come in. It's over there.
Go ahead, Tayana.
No, what I was saying that, you know, what I said about some of the house leaders, you know, they go to these little states such as St. Louis, and you know they get to feeling and you know smelling their drawers. Well, not their drawers, their panties, because they all women. They get to smelling their panties, and you know they get to yelling and you know, well, why is this person top now? You know, if it was anyone else that top your house member, you would just sit back and you know a top is a top. But now
right.
That you know they were really trying it. And they were really trying to eat visas, no shade. I guess to give the biggest up to them because they didn't have any parents in the house, any parents there, and they still brought it. You hear me? They still brought it. They was respectful. They didn't argue back. If they got top, they paid it. They really did.
And that's why they won. That's why they
don't say.
What I love about Tayana Shasha and Kelly, you already know, Tayana, they said, the Ibiza called me, they said, Mother Tayana was fair. And that's all
yeah.
I said. I said, Tayana always be fair, bitch. It's no shame.
Yeah. Yeah, but other than that, the ball.
Hold on, Tayana. So you girls is on the phone lines and y'all just listening. And y'all, to y'all girls, hold on. To y'all girls is on the phone lines and y'all just listening, baby. I'm about to clear the phone lines because I have so many Yahoos coming up that girls want to come on.
Girls are texting me, Kelly, saying your line's poor, bitch.
Yeah, the girls. I have girls that's on the phone lines, and the girls is just listening. And if you're by a computer or someplace that you can get online from, you girls that's
right.
on the phone lines need to get on the computer. Because
on
I have
computer.
A whole lot of girls that's hitting me up, and they're saying they want to come on the phone lines because they have something to say. So if all you girls
right.
is on the phone lines, we can only see 48 numbers besides my number and Shasha number. And it might
right.
be a whole bunch of other girls on the phone line, but we cannot see all those numbers. We're about to clear y'all 48 girls off the line because none of y'all is pressing one. And y'all just listening, and y'all going to have to call back in and try to get back in because I'm not going to sit here and just have myself, Mina, and Tayana, and Shasha talking, and it's other girls that want to talk, and I could have been at BBQs with my motherfucking kids. So at this
right.
time, switchboard, clear the phone lines from those 48 girls that's on the line, those 47 girls besides Mina because she's talking, and let's get some other callers up here that want to motherfucking talk because you girls don't want to talk. So we about to clear the phone lines. So all you girls is out there that's hitting me up and saying y'all want to call in, y'all can call in now because we're clearing the phone lines. We're not going to sit here and we're not going to do this tonight. Not tonight, not on my time, when I could have better BBQs being a fat bitch and eat it.
No shame.
Okay, bitch. You could have ate a sticky wing for me.
Bitch, you know I love my motherfucking hot wings with my blue cheese sauce and shit, honey. Hold on.
Right.
Brother Kirk told me to put
and
this
we
to, he had a meat
and
barbecue, bitch.
And I And I definitely want anybody from the Florida, anybody from the Florida area, Miss Dane, to call in and give me the recap on what happened at Jarrell's Ball in Orlando, Florida, this weekend. Because I hear that the girls are listening, honey, and the girls are coming on to read.
Ooh.
Honey, so the girls.
How was the ball down there, Kelly?
The ball down here was cute. It was packed, but I want to know what happened. I still want to get more. I want the girls to call in, Miss Dane, because I know Father Khan, he's on the line. He wants to come on and talk about, and the phone lines is packed, so I want him to get on. Greggy Visa want to come on and talk about his ball. I want Jarrell to come on. I want Jarrell from Orlando, Florida, to come on and tell me what happened at his ball, Miss Dane, because I heard it was a mess and the girls was going to read, Miss Dane. I want the girls to come on and talk about.
Oh, yeah. Father, I know. I can give you a recap of what Father Khan's going to talk about.
Well, I want Father Khan to come on and have his own time so he can say what he has to say and stuff. I want Jarrell to come on the line, and I want to know what happened at his ball. I want Alberti to call in and tell why these girls only got $250 for $1,000 category and realtors only got $60.
Kelly, it's no shade. I want to plan to promote her motherfucking ball that's coming up, too.
Yeah, I have my ball that's coming up to the Rainbow Ball, that's the 26th of June, that's here in Chicago.
And who comes to it?
And that's Gay Pride Weekend here in Chicago. So you guys come out and support.
Yeah,
and me and have a realness team.
Who comes to it?
I want Miss Kool-Aid to come on the phone line and tell me why she made that child buy her ticket, Miss Dane, and she ain't go to motherfucking the ball and everything, Miss Dane. She's an icon now, Miss Dane. She should have been at that function.
I knew you were gonna bring the whole crew in. I probably getting Kelly, you already know, bitch.
Sasha,
you already know, bitch.
Yes,
Kelly, I was asking.
I wanna know who commentating Tayana ball.
You'll see when you get there, sir.
Sha-Sha.
Yeah.
Bitch, you already know what he is.
Sha-Sha, we're going to have to get you a new phone, Miss Dane, that don't go no louder than motherfucking two, Miss Dane.
Oh, shit.
You loud enough, Miss Dane, and your phone being up on the loudest it can be, Miss Dane, bitch.
I'm going to tell you, I just moved into this condo, Kelly. I don't got shit up in here.
Baby, you know I'm an old queen, bitch, and you blowing my motherfucking eardrums out.
Eardrums out, okay.
Well, I want to say, Tayana, Baby Sus will be supporting your ball for 26, bitch. Don't worry about it. Honey, it will be a dozen of these things there, bitch.
Okay, if Switchboard cleared the lines at this time, if anybody's on the phone lines and you want to come in and you have something to say, feel free at this time to definitely press 1, and we will definitely bring you up here on the phone lines, honey, because everybody has a voice and everybody has an opinion on the show. Nobody's going to be cut off. The girls can say what they got to say. 317-640. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Auntie Mina, Sasha, Kelly, and my granny Tayana.
Hi.
Who is this?
Who is this?
Malcolm.
Hi,
Balenciaga. That's my nephew. I love him.
Hey, I was just calling to say congratulations to all the people who won other years in St. Louis.
Malcolm won of the year, bitch.
Yes, you did, Malcolm. I think I got your trophy. I do.
Okay.
Mama.
I was just listening.
Okay.
Hi, Kelly.
I said, hey, Malcolm, how you doing?
Good.
Kelly.
Okay.
Kelly.
Yes.
You go to, okay.
Hello? Where Malcolm at?
I love Kelly.
What?
You is crazy, girl. You gonna say, what's back of that?
I'm about to hold on.
Jennifer is crazy.
No, Kelly is crazy. Well, I can't wait till she get up here Friday. We have to go out.
I want to give a birthday shout out to the legendary Charles Khan 007. It's his birthday. Happy birthday. Hold on. 718-483. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Do you got any tea about anything that happened this weekend? Want to recap anything?
No, I think you were bogan.
You seen me bogan?
Can you teach me how to vote?
I can teach you how to vote.
When can I get my first lesson?
What is that?
When can I get my first lesson?
I don't know. I think you already had a lesson by me. I already taught you something, honey. I know who this caller is. I taught this caller a lesson when I sat him down a couple of years ago.
No, yeah.
Honey. Yeah, you kicked me in my face with your Timberland. That's why.
Honey, I'm mad, honey. A bitch. Bye. I'm putting you back on hold. Next caller, please.
Nice to kick them, though.
Yes, baby. I want to know what these girls have been saying. Everybody hitting me up, and they want me to clean up phone lines and stuff and shit of that nature, but nobody not saying that. Hold on. 773-595. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? 773-595. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, this is Father D.K. Eminem.
Hey, Father.
I just want to say what's up to the House of Evisu for one end down in St. Louis. And Tiana, so sexy as hell, though.
D.K.
I just want you to, what? No, I'm not going to say that. Hello?
You're still on the air.
Yeah, I love you too, baby. Tiana, so where can I go and get that?
Oh, wow.
Let's stop bullshitting.
Okay, this is not the hookup line, okay? Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Okay. Tiana, the girls wanna know about the smack. They said that you got smacked at the ball.
Who smacked me now, Kelly?
They said Robert smacked dog shit out of you.
Kelly, Robert wasn't even at the bar. Robert was at home.
Oh, okay. Next caller, please.
Are you serious, man?
That's what they said. Hold on. We got another Chicago number, 773-673. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hey, what's up, Kelly? This is Alana Carr.
What's going on?
Hey,
Alana Carr.
Hey, Tiana. Hey, Nader.
Hey.
Hey, Sasha.
Hey.
I just want to congratulate the House of Con for winning 7 other years and new house of the year. And big ups to Mother Shannon Carr for coming through the building terrifying the girls because they definitely were scared. That's why they tried it. But other than that, that's all right. Congratulations to the House TV for another $1,000 win.
Okay. Thank you, Carla.
All right.
Thank you, Mother Carr. That was Mother Carr. How you doing?
Mother Khan sound like Father Khan.
Shut up. Shut up, bitch. 973.
I'm gonna slap you.
73.
I hate you, Mom.
973-489. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
What's up? What's up? This is Greg, you be so.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, what's up with all y'all? What's up, Mina? What's up, Kelly? What's up, Shasha? Tiana? What's the deals?
What's
up? Not much. I just wanted to call in and say to everybody, thank you all for coming to my ball on Friday and me and Scooter Ball come to support us. It's a really, really good turnout. So I just wanted to thank everybody for coming out and showing us some love. And I also wanted to congratulate Selvin and Jack on their icon status. And also congratulate my house members for doing their thing in St. Louis.
Okay, I know that's right. Work it all out, buddy.
Don't hang that phone.
Okay, next caller, please. I was about to say something, but I'm not gonna say anything. goes on. I'm waiting for the next number to come through. 516-216 live on the air on what? Live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on?
Shalane. I just wanted to say congratulations to Jack and Selvett and, you know, and you did cute last night, and Imani. So that's all I had to say.
Thank you.
Thank Bye, you, Kelly.
Okay. Next caller, please. Now we working in the right direction. Switchboard is typing. Numbers are coming through. 347-862. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
Hello.
Yes. Hey, Jenny from the lab.
What's up?
What's tea?
Nothing. I'm just calling to congratulate my house member, Halle Berry, for winning the $1,000.
I know that's right, bitch.
And to say happy birthday to Shady, and it was something else I forgot, however it goes.
I'm going to fuck you up. But you stay right there, bitch. You stay right there with us, bitch, okay? Honey, don't go nowhere, okay? Give us the next call. I keep Jenny on the block, on the lot. Oh, we don't have no other callers, bitch.
Oh, and Rodney did his thing last night.
Yes. Oh, bitch.
Give
him
my number because we're supposed to collab on something. So.
Okay. Brooklyn, you're on the line. Brooklyn? Hello? Brooklyn?
I
guess not. But, yes. Oh, I definitely got to give it. I didn't get to see it. And maybe I get to see it on DVD if it's on the DVD. But I heard that Mother Glove, Miss Ricky, Allure Mother Glove, turned it out with her dance, with all her motherfucking dances and everything, honey, and all types of shit, honey. Yes, honey. I gotta give
and Laomi for performing Toni Braxton.
Yes, and Laomi. And I definitely gotta give a big shout out to my son, Doc Mizrahi, for walking sex cyber last night. How you doing? Nicki Minaj, you on the line.
What's up, y'all?
What's T? Nicki.
Hey, Jenny. Yeah, what's up?
Nicki.
Hey.
Now, okay.
Yeah.
Nicki, I know that you went out last night to that function with my sister Jasmine. What the fuck happened?
Yeah.
What the fuck happened?
She set me up. All right. So I got off work at like 9:30. So I texted her. I was like, Jasmine, are you there yet? She was like, yeah, where you at? I'm like, I'm getting home now. I'm, you know, start getting ready, whatever. So like around 10:30, my homeboy, Tika Khan, came and got me, and we went together. So we got there, and Jasmine was sitting there by herself, and like other the cha-cha's in the club. Anyway, in the club. So we're there from like 10:30 in the ball to like 1:30 or something. So we're in there like reading, like we were getting bothered, we started falling asleep and everything, like, oh my gosh. The owner of the club was there like, girl, like what's going on? So anyway, when the ball finally started, they got some people on the panel that I don't even know. I only know two people, well, people on the panel. I know Ross, Jasmine, and Lyric LaPerla. Anyway, you remember that boy who walked face last, what, that Sasha chopped Kelly?
Yeah.
They chopped him again this week. Lyric chopped him this week. So I overheard Jasmine asking why he chopped him, and he said because Sasha chopped him last week or something similar to that. But now my question is, why did they keep chopping that boy for something? Like, he has face, like, you see him, Kelly. You know that boy got face, like none other. So
yeah,
I don't know why they chopped nothing. But I know if this was in New York and they chopped in the Ebony, they really carried, like, for real, for real.
Yeah. So how many girls you think was in the building?
Like, 20, 25.
Oh, no.
And who was this?
This is Jarrell. Jarrell, I think he's a 007, or he might be a still a legacy.
Oh, wow.
And this is in Orlando, Florida, honey. You know what?
He's a con. He's Jarrell Con.
Oh, he's a con. But this is my opinion on it. this is my opinion on the Florida scene, honey. Bitch, I think that Florida, Orlando needs to leave it to Jasmine, and Miami needs to leave it to Steve on doing functions, Miss Thang. Because the rest of y'all girls is down there, or Warren, Miss Thang, because the rest of the girls down there be having balls, Miss Thang, and girl, y'all is not helping that state, Miss Thang, by having these motherfucking late balls down there, Miss Thang. And the girls is coming down there, traveling to these balls, Miss Thang, and it's late, and they not giving out the coins and all types of things, Miss Thang. So I think y'all just need to leave Orlando to legendary Mother Jasmine Couture Mizrahi, and leave motherfucking Miami to the legendary Warren and motherfucking Steve Milan, Miss Thang, because baby, yes, you can. Go ahead and post it. Go ahead, honey. As long as it ain't nothing about an escort, yes, you can. Baby, I think y'all just need to leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bitch, and I heard, oh. Oh, I heard after the ball, somebody called James, and James said he was coming to shut it down, Miss Thang. Bitch, I don't know, honey. Did you hear anything about that, Nikki?
Uh-huh. I wasn't the person who called James.
Oh, and so what? What happened? What was he coming to shut it down for?
Because the person who's been in cons for almost like 5 years or so, he didn't know these cons down here. So I said, oh, he's a con or whatever. So he went to introduce himself to them, and he was like, oh my gosh, these people are fucking late, and they don't really give me con. They look late or whatever. So he called James and started reading and say, who put these people in the house or whatever. So James, I guess, I don't know what he and James talk about.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh, so James is going. Oh, James is shutting it down, honey. Oh, bitch. So I guess there won't be no cars to say. Baby, I guess y'all girls down there. Y'all better call Luna, honey, and make up with Luna, Miss that girl. Cause baby.
I think they're coming to Mizrahi, Kelly.
No, they not. Baby, well, the tea that I just got is, baby, the icon. James Caan himself will be in Orlando on July 11th, honey, when the Mizrahis versus the Milans, honey, in Orlando, and the icon will be in the motherfucking building. So, baby, bitch, and James did not.
You think the Mizrahis are ready, sister?
What?
Do you think the Mizrahis are ready?
Well, I definitely know we're ready because the Milans.
Okay.
The Milans came with. Half of the majority of their members from Miami, and the Mizrahis only came with five people, and they only beat us by two points. So we're ready.
Uh-huh. Okay, we'll see.
Well, I'll be in the building, and I'm walking multiple categories. So if you girls want to see me do the damn thing and want to see me vote for the last time, because that's going to be the last time I vote, because after last night, the knees and the thighs and everything and doing my split and everything is really fucked up. So if y'all girls want to see me shut the building down for performance, this thing, I'm coming to Vogue, I'm coming to Walk Faith, I'm coming to Walk Realness, I'm coming through.
Mm.
So the Milan's better be ready.
All around legend, you better bring it, bitch.
Yes, I'm coming to chat the building down, honey. And I'm bringing my Bush Queen of Drags for you, too.
Ooh, Tayana?
Yes, mm-hmm. I'm bringing my Bush Queen of Drags for Tayana. Okay, what is this? Oh, girls, honey, y'all, oh, they somebody want to congratulate Tayana on her win on Mrs. Out of Town and Most Outstanding Female Figure and other legendary awards that you received at the ball, Tayana.
Thank you.
Yes, honey. So, Jenny, how did you like, did you hear everything that was going on in St. Louis and things and all this shit?
No, they said it was a fool.
Baby, they said it was a mess. Well, baby, it looked like everything was a flop this weekend, Miss Thang. Everything was a flop this weekend besides the Rebel, Miss Thang. Already didn't give out his coins, Miss Thang. So I guess that's why he was trying to vote for that $100, Miss Thang. So maybe he could have gave some extra change.
Wow. Well, I can honestly say Nico did give out all of his money, even though
yes,
you guys might say it was a fool.
Yeah, they said Nico didn't give out all his money, Miss A. Jack and Big Kid didn't give out all their money. Miss Iranian didn't give out all her coins, Miss A. I don't know where the Icon Kool-Aid is to find out what happened in Boston and mistaken why she stood these girls up after they paid for her plane ticket from Boston to St. Louis, Miss Thang.
Well, she
know
didn't
what
go
happened.
To St. Louis?
No, I thought she was in St. Louis, Miss
well,
Thang.
When I talked to Kool-Aid, I talked to her when I was on my way down to St. Louis, and that was that Saturday, like around 3 o'clock, and she said that they screwed up the plane ticket, so she wasn't coming. She paid it.
Oh, so that was the tea.
It was the aunt?
Right. It was a screw up.
Well, girl, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I really don't know what to tell these girls, Miss Day. But I had fun last night, Miss Day. Me and my sidekick really had fun last night, bitch. I was on it. Hold on. We got another girl from the region of the Midwest. 312-593. You're live on the air on the recap show. 312-593, you're live on the air on the recap show. Well, I guess you're not live on the air, baby. We ain't going to be playing these games today. I'm going to say your numbers twice, and then that's it. Hold on. 562-213, you're live on the air on the recap show. Let's try this one more time. 5162-213.
So,
you're live on the air on the recap show. Whose phone is so loud? Who back
that's
so loud?
Those girls, the 562.
Oh, well, get rid of
or that. Or is that Mother Lorraine?
No, it's not.
Well, get rid of those 562 girls because they ain't got nothing to say because I know they see their number, honey, and they press it once. Bitch, if you hit, when you come on the line and it says press 1, if you want to talk, bitch, if you don't want to talk, bitches, don't press 1. Just stay there until I decide to clear the lines, Miss Thing, and get rid of y'all.
Okay.
Bitch, y'all want to sit here and come on. Jenny, I see you tipping out the bills at about 7 o'clock this morning when I came out to have my cigarette break.
Well, I had to go.
Yeah, bitch. I see you. I said, look at her, bitch, tipping. She was tipping to the corner to get her cab, honey.
He was locked out.
He was locked out.
He left his keys here.
Oh, bitch, girl. It was
in the truck that night when we went to Jersey.
When we went to Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I had fun Deshaun Evisu almost killed us on the highway coming back home. Almost flipping
shout out to
over.
Us who was on that right side to balance the truck.
And me and Jennifer wasn't on the right side to balance on the passenger side with her being in the front and me being in the back and all the skinny girls on the other side, okay, we would have tipped over. All the skinny
Kelly, you talking about balancing, girl. When I tell you I was in my son, Jay Carl, and it was like we watched the boat all the way to St. Louis.
No, Tayana, when I tell you, Tayana, we came on this nasty motherfucking turn, Tayana, and it seemed like the left side of the truck was going to tip over, honey. Me and Jennifer had to lean to the right, honey, to bring her back out on the wheels, bitch. We had to lean on the wheels to bring her back down to think, baby, we was going to tip over, honey. And
oh, wow.
And mother was on her service, Miss Sanger. But I tell you, let me tell you something. I was fucked up this weekend, right? I was fucked up on Friday, Tayana.
Tayana, she was fucked up.
And Deshaun Evisu has this truck. And it's one of the old Explorers when the seat just flipped down. And you got to climb in the back. When I tell you, I fell about 4 or 5 times trying to get in and out this truck, Miss Day. I thought I was gonna break his seat and I was gonna have to pay for the seat to get fixed, Miss Day. Bitch, when we got back to my house, bitch, it was about 15 cars behind us blowing their horns, bitch, because that's how long it took me to get out the car. I got out the car and I read every motherfucking car that came past. Bitch,
I have to stand on the bonnet.
Bitch, I'm trying to get the fuck out of here, bitch, and y'all honking, bitch. Y'all can fucking wait, bitch. I was reading the fuck out of them, bitch. But I really enjoyed myself at Greg's ball.
Yeah.
I really had fun. I had fun last night at the ball. I really did have fun. And bitch, and the girls, and I'm telling the girls, Miss Thang, the girls hit me up, and the girls told me that they was going to have my services. The girls hit me up, and I seen the girls when I was out on Thursday, and the girls told me they was going to have my services today. It is now after 12 o'clock. It is no longer Monday, Miss Thang. I'm coming out, Miss Thang, with my sneakers on, Miss Thang, and the girls is going to gag, Miss Thang. Business is business, like I keep telling you girls. Business is business, and, baby, get my
good
business
girl.
Done. Miss Thang, I'm not going to put that name out there, Miss Thang. I can't, but, you know. I'm not calling Kool-Aid. If Kool-Aid wants to call in, Kool-Aid knows the number. I told her I was on my way coming home and to do the show. So if she wants to call in, Miss Thang, she'll call in, honey. Maybe we get an interview. Maybe we get an interview with the icon,
yeah,
honey, and she'll call in and tell us how does it feel that she's not an icon.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Tayana.
I'm here.
You are now a new icon for the Midwest. I'm deeming you. Good thing.
Thank you, sister. Oh, my God. Wait.
Who
laughed in the background?
That's the legendary Kiki.
That's the legendary Kiki, Miss Thang, honey. Your contribution to the ballroom scene, Miss Thang, has been so wonderful, Miss Thang. The girls know you from state to state, Miss Thang, because they say when you become an icon, Miss Thang, that the girls have to know you and the girls will never forget about you, Miss Thang. And so, Miss Thang, for your tribute and your contribution to the ballroom scene, Miss Thang, and all you have done for Chicago and traveling to New York and Atlanta and Virginia and all these places, Tayana and Jennifer, I am now deeming y'all motherfucking icons of the radio scene, Miss Thang. And no one can take y'all status away from y'all, Miss Thang, because I deemed y'all, Miss Thang, honey. I'm deeming yourself. This is the girls I'm deeming tonight, Miss Thang.
Wanted to ask for it first before you gave it to me.
No.
Oh, shit. Wait.
You should have let me do it the right way.
See, I'm going to fuck you up. But I'm deeming Tayana tonight. I'm deeming Jennifer. And I'm deeming my legendary sister, Jasmine Couture, Ms. Ryan. I am deeming the icons tonight, Miss Thang. Because they tribute to this motherfucking ballroom scene, Miss Thang. The girls will never forget it, Miss Thang. Miss Jasmine started the $5,000 club, Miss Thang. Miss Tayana is legendary realness. She has slayed the girls from state to state. She has slayed drag queens. Miss Jennifer, you have slayed the girls from big girls, motherfucking drag face. You slayed the girls from big girls, femme queen face, Miss Thang. You walk run when you vogue, Miss Thang. Y'all bitches are motherfucking icons, bitch, and I deem y'all. And if anybody questioning y'all, you tell them to come to me, bitch, and ask me, bitch, because I deem y'all three bitches. We gotta be tired of all these motherfucking skinny bitches getting deemed icons. The fat bitches is deemed getting deemed icons. Y'all three bitches, Miss Thang, y'all three big bitches are deemed icons by the legendary, legendary face, legendary realness, Miss Thang, Kelly Miss Ryan. Y'all deem icon, bitch.
By East Coast, bitch.
How you doing, bitch? Hold on, we got
Mother
another
East
caller.
Coast.
Yes, we got another caller. 314-315. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
What's up, Kelly? Hi, Tayana. Hi, Shasha. Hi, Nikki. What's going on?
What's going on? Hey, Jenny on the line, too.
It's Mina.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, baby? Hey, I was actually calling to say congratulations to Tayana and to the Evisu for winning House with the Most trophy. And I just wanted to recap on what Mina said early. Tayana did not run the ball. She just went to her opinion, just like any other legend will. The person who ran the ball was the person that was on the mic that did have the last word, and we all know who that was. So by saying that, I would like to thank the Evisus once again. And then to recap on what Tayana said earlier, it is a shame when true ballroom walkers that has been walking for over 5 years, and when they go to small cities like St. Louis, they want to get upset and want to come to the judges after they've been chalked. But if they was in New York, if they was in Atlanta, Chicago, they wouldn't bring those antics. So I just would like to say to them, when you come to these small states, if you get chopped or set by a new up-and-coming girl, don't get mad, pay it. Because we all have to crawl before we walk and walk before we run. And so by saying that, I want to thank everybody for coming out to St. Louis Awards for and all the cash was given out. And thanks to Tayana once again.
Wait, who was that? Who was that?
Anonymous.
Oh, that's Anonymous. She wanna stay anonymous. Okay, thank you, Anonymous.
Bye bye, Kelly. Love you.
Love you, honey. Her name is Jessica Rabbit Khan, honey. That's my cunt sister, honey. Oh, that's Mark Miyake Mugler. That's his cunt sister, honey. Yes.
The cunt was the thing on Anonymous?
Yeah, no. The cunt, honey. The cunt that walked last night that decreed for the DC team, Miss Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Miss Thing, that cunt decreed, Miss Thing. When I tell you, Miss Thing, I told my son, she made my son look a little small, Miss Thing. She made my son look a little small, honey. My son came out there and he was selling it, and she was selling it, and my son started doing push-ups, bitch, and that bitch got up on her motherfucking knuckles right after my son did his regular push-ups. That bitch got up on her knuckles and did some. I said, bitch, working on out.
Also, Alexis, Sexy Lexi, Angel, and who was it, China? They look good, too.
Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, bitch, hold on. Miss Ebony just hit me up and said, Jasmine is listening to the show from her office, and she is reading you. She said she don't want to be no motherfucking icon. Those bitches can keep that motherfucking shit, bitch. She don't want her picture up on the wall with those girls.
Because you didn't do it the right way. We were supposed to ask you for it, then you give it to us.
Oh, y'all supposed to ask me first?
Yeah.
I didn't know that's how it was done. Hold on, we got another caller from Chicago, 773-877. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hello.
Yes.
This is Bianca. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Bianca.
Hey, Bianca.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, Bianca.
Bianca!
I actually didn't. I just got in, so I didn't hear most of the show. I just was on the end. And I don't know. I just wanted to call in and give my synopsis of the ball or whatever to St. Louis. First I want to say this is the most fun I had at a ball in a long time. It wasn't a really big turnout, you know, with a lot of people, but I think we had fun. I think we had, like, real fun, you know. I had so much fun with Tayana, and I was kind of overwhelmed because, you know, I won't say we had differences, but, you know, we never been house members, so. And I really felt like we was on the same level. We just wanted to make sure the ball got through. I really had fun. I think that St. Louis is up and coming. I think people should start pumping more. Like Tayana said on the panel, you know, if you get chopped, it's no shade. It's to prepare you to walk in other cities, you know, because if you don't know if you're doing something wrong and nobody is telling you, you're going to continue to do the wrong thing. And then when you see legends and people with status come who do wrong and then they argue the chop, they're just going to do nothing but make the young kids feel like, well, if I got chopped, I should argue my chop too.
Mm-hmm.
So she was just really trying to teach the kids, like, you know, if you're doing something wrong and you got chopped, that doesn't mean you're late or we don't see it. It just means, you know, you got to try harder or think outside the box sometimes. And,
right.
And sometimes it might make the same thing late because people feel like, well, you're from out of town and you come here and you read us and you chop us. It's not chopping you or reading you. It's trying to teach you the root of the way.
Right.
You know, and I commend her for that because some people don't have the guts or the balls to stand up and say it. You know, some people don't have the balls to look in your face and why you think you over and you think you're getting things, you know, to say, well, you know you're not right. You know you're doing wrong. And, you know, if we was in New York, you wouldn't even pour it. If we were in Atlanta, you wouldn't pour it. You know.
Yeah,
but,
they said the girls asked for a splash of green, and the girls came with about 80% green.
You know, it was so much, and then people were trying to work with for their house, you know. But besides that, I think the ball was, it was cute. It was cute for people to win money who've never won before. You know, it's good, always good to have new people, fresh faces, fresh talent, and it motivates people to continue and push harder and work harder.
I know that's right.
And just one more time, I couldn't say it enough. I'm so proud of my house. I just have to congratulate them because we did not have a lot of heavy hitters in the building. You know, and that says a lot. You know, when you don't have the famous names and the you-know-who, as long as you got talent, organization, you know, you can make it. You can make it.
I know that's right. Thank you, Bianca, for calling me.
Bianca, tell your son to call me.
Well. Okay, right. Thank you, guys. I'm gone.
Okay, thank you.
Tiana, who won over Emery?
The Mizrahi child. Mizrahi.
Her name is Essence.
Essence?
Yes, Essence Mizrahi.
Well, Miss Essence needs to take it on the road, baby.
Yes.
She needs to take it on the road. She needs to leave her state.
The lines are still full, but wait, hold on. We got a number. Hold on. Switchboard is typing or saying something to me. This is a big girl's moment, honey, on the radio
for
show.
Sure.
To say. We're live on the air, honey. We're live on the air on blogtalkradio.com/tendershop, better known as the motherfucking show. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime exclusive, Miss Thing. It is a big girl's moment, honey. Miss Thing, you have myself, you have Tiana, you have Jennifer, and you have Miss Shasha on the line, Miss Thing. It will be everything if the legendary Aurora Mother Jasmine Couture will come on the line, honey. And we will be making history on the show right now. Hello? No, Miss Thing, Miss Ebony, you need to stop playing with me, okay, Miss Ebony?
Oh, yeah, I thought you was all the way in.
Miss Thing, yes. Honey, Miss Ebony's sitting here playing with me, honey. Bitch, I thought she was about to come shut the building down, honey.
Okay, that would have been over, Miss Daphne.
I thought she was about to come shut the building down, honey. The big girl show, honey. Somebody in the chat room said this is the big girl show. But the woman that won last night, Jessica Rabbit, Khan, she said she was trying to come on the line, but the phone is live. The phone line is full because she just wanted to thank the girls and give a big shout out and appreciation to all the girls that voted for her and everything and for her bringing her team through last night. Hold on, I have a number. 312-593. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, what up? This is Cody Uvisu. I just calling in just to give a shout out to my house in St. Louis. Congratulations to Uvisu.
This is Cody who?
Cody Uvisu.
Oh, that's my other husband.
Well, I'm just calling a shout out to my house members in St. Louis that did an awesome job or whatever. That's pretty much about it.
Hey,
I love you, Cody.
Thank you,
what
Cody.
Up,
what up? All right.
But yes, Miss Jessica would like to just give a big shout out and thank everybody that voted for her, and she had fun last night and everything. But the phone line is full, and she was trying to call in so she could say herself, but maybe. Before we get up out of here in the next 6 minutes, bitch, maybe we, we can get her up here, up on the line, honey. 267-584. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing? 267-548. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello. Hey, Kelly.
Hey. Who this?
Hey, this is Tanaka.
Hey,
Tanaka. How y'all doing?
What's going on
tonight? I just wanted to call, and this is, no one in particular, but what is going on with these statuses?
Mm.
I mean, I've been walking balls for 22 years.
Mm.
I'm in the Philadelphia Hall of Fame, but these
Preach.
Statuses are being given out like we are changing draws.
Tanaka.
Yeah.
You have to ask for it.
You have to ask for the status?
Wow.
Is that what you can?
Yeah.
People go to other people.
If Jack comes to Philly, you grab
legendary.
That mic and you tell him, I want to be an icon.
No. Let them girls keep it. I'm satisfied with what I'm you know, it's a self-improvement. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I appreciate whatever acknowledgement that is given to me and due to me, but I'm just saying, like, didn't they make some type of council where people agree to everybody getting certain statuses and getting a certain level?
Hold on, Tanaka. Let me stop you.
Hold on.
Miss Ebony caused me itch because Miss Ebony was in the building. Miss Ebony was in the building last weekend at Jazz's ball, Miss Say. And honey, you know she's gonna be at the collection ball, Miss at the collection ball next year. Miss Ebony, you better stop trying these girls, Miss Say, honey, they catch you, Miss Say, honey. Because you know you don't look like a ballroom queen, Miss Say. You look like a pageant girl, Miss Say. So you better stop trying these girls for they see you. This is what happened, Tanaka. That we had came to that meeting after the Milan ball, and everybody had agreed that the criteria was going to be this and the criteria was going to be that. And then Stewart came to the Blahnik ball, and he did what he did at the Blahnik ball, and then Jay did what he did at the Blahnik ball. So that just opened the doorway for what happened last night.
What happened last night?
Oh, Kool-Aid and Jack at Dean Icons.
And June.
And June.
I've never met June.
You know June St. Clair from back in the day. He used to walk around my...
Who named them, Icon? Okay.
Andre.
Okay, I forgive Miss June. Turn it out. Mm-hmm. Well,
Oh, shit.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, it's
you
just...
You a real bitch, Tanaka. Who are you,
Hold on, because Tanaka, you know I makes it hot, Miss Day. I gave the right three girls. I gave the right bitch. You know I makes it hot, bitch. I gave the right three girls with Steve Icon last night, Miss Day. And you gave the right... Oh, yeah, I see Miss June.
Well, honestly, the only reason why I said that is because June is before me. You know what I'm saying? And June been walking balls, and June was legendary. June Pendarvis. When I started walking as a jogger with Philadelphia in 88. So, I mean, she already had that. So them giving, you know, her icon, I 100% totally agree with that. Not to take away what Jack and Southerners did. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that ever since, after listening to the radio show about what Stewart did, I knew right there that would open up the floodgates. Now it's to start getting out of control. Because, you know, now that everybody is icons, every icon is going to start deeming their girlfriends as icons.
Well, baby,
we're going to have a house full of icons, and we got too many chiefs and no Indians.
Well,
right.
I'm not an icon, and Jasmine says she don't want her. Jasmine says she don't want hers, but I deem Tiana and Jennifer tonight. I deem them an icon.
Well, Kelly, you know I'm going to be separate.
Jennifer,
I don't know about you, Jennifer, but I'm keeping my damn status.
I'm not saying anything about
Andre, or not saying anything about Stewart, Mistake, or anybody that's going around deeming anybody, you know. But bitch, it seems like it's no criteria, Mistake. It's no structure, Mistake. Everybody's doing what the fuck they want to do, Mistake. So why the fuck can't I get up on the radio show, Mistake, and start deeming girls motherfucking icons and motherfucking legends?
Okay.
Bitch, I've been in this game 15 motherfucking years, Mistake. And they like, bitch, the girls know me, Mistake, the Pravis Dupree's and all the girls that's still alive, Mistake. All of them know me, Mistake, and respect me, Mistake, and we speak and we smooches and shit, Mistake. So why the fuck can't I start going around a demon the girls, bitch? I've been in this motherfucking game, bitch. I put in motherfucking work just like everybody else, Mistake. I worked hard for my shit, bitch. I didn't come and I wasn't a motherfucking Barbie doll princess ass motherfucking film queen, and it was easy for me to get my motherfucking shit, bitch. I worked motherfucking hard, bitch. I had to kick in the doorway in the 4-4, Mistake. Bitch, so why can't I go arrest our demon, bitches? What the fuck? Hold on, because I hope this is Fred, honey, because Fred called in the last time. The girls was deeming. We got our Atlanta phone number, 404-451. You're live on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing, beautiful ladies?
I'm doing fine, honey.
This is the legendary father, Camaro Blahnik.
Hey, Camaro.
Hi,
Camaro.
Ladies, how y'all doing?
We doing fine. Tanaka's on the phone too.
Hey, what's going on, Tanaka?
Well, I know I'm doing fine. I just got my status shit.
I didn't want mine that way. I wanted to ask for it.
Well, girl, you got to sit down for the fed.
Okay.
Okay, pay it.
Yeah, you know, Kelly, to what you were saying about, and what kind of what Tanaka was saying, too, that it seemed from what somebody had played for me on the radio, some stuff that was going on, like, I guess, at the Rumble.
Yeah.
I got her because I wanted to know, it kind of like a lot of roundabout. I just kind of want to put out there, I like how Tanaka, you know, got balls. He got on here, he said what he wanted to say. Yeah, I think everybody should do that, too, if they have something to say. Don't think roundabout. Come out and say who you talking about.
You know what? This is the thing, right? And I'm going to put it out there. This is the thing, right? This is the thing with the girls. I'm going to put it out there, and I'm going to put it on Front Street. This is the thing with the girls. The girls feel, the girls feel that they cannot come on this show and say what they want to say because they feel that Miss Ebony is going to mute them, Miss Thing, or they're going to get ran, or they're going to get blocked, Miss Thing. So when shit happens, Miss Thing, because I was definitely looking for the red carpet or Q View to definitely come with a show tonight, Miss Thing, because the girls feel that they can't come on here and say what they want to say because they're going to get blocked or they're going to get censored. Anybody can come on here and say what the fuck they want to say. Nobody's not going to get blocked. Nobody's not going to get red. Everybody has an opinion, just like everybody has a motherfucking asshole on this motherfucking show. You don't have to take and bring your show. Y'all girls don't have to take and bring your shows out of retirement, Miss Thing, to come and have a show about people being deemed icons or people being deemed legend, Miss Thing. Y'all can motherfucking don't have the topic start here and then y'all go and finish the topic over there on y'all show. Y'all can come here. This is an open format for everybody. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody can speak on this show. Let's just get it out on the front. Everybody needs to stop biting their motherfucking tongues about how the fuck they feel about shit. If you're an icon, a legend, or anything, bitch, come and voice your opinion on how you feel about any situation right now on this show,
Miss Thing.
Ain't nobody gonna cut your hair
off
or anything.
This is what I say, Kelly, and this Camaro talking. Because, you know, when we were after the Milan ball, you know, we were at the meeting that Jamal Milan helped put together with a lot of other influential people. And I remember me and you outside talking, a few other people. And I think that we do need to go, you know what I'm saying, to that and refer back to those type of things that were brought up in that meeting. And if anybody, you know what I'm saying, wants to go and check what they've done against those criteria, I think that definitely does need to be followed. And we all know, like it was said in the meeting, that there was mistakes done in the past. You're not taking nothing back. However, but all this, we cannot let the ballroom scene be run by one person or just two people, all of that, because right now, some stuff is just getting kind of crazy.
It's too late.
If you don't like someone, that's not a reason not to give them their just due.
Right.
If they're your girlfriend, that doesn't mean that you give them something that they don't deserve. I'm not talking about anybody specific.
Exactly.
We really need to get to that.
It's up to you.
You know, if girls are buying coke for the kids, girls are buying drinks, sleeping with people for status. They don't walk. They don't win. They don't travel. They don't have the other years. They don't do nothing consistent. They're not leaders. Come on, what are we doing? You know, and we have to also encourage people to do things outside of the scene too. Right now, we have icons and legends that are sleeping on people's floors. I'm tired of it.
Hey!
We got people who are icons and legends who don't even have high school degrees. I'm tired of it.
Hold on, Camaro, because I have to give a big shout-out to the Vicky Gotti show. You know, she does do her little YouTube shows, and I went on her show the other day, and I did an interview on her show, and she asked me, how do I feel about the kids saying that they live for me? And like I said on that show, bitch, don't motherfucking live for me. Live for yourself. I'm tired of these motherfucking girls going around here,
Amen.
And they living for these icons, these legends, these statements, these stars, and a bitch ain't got a pot to piss in or a bitch can't even pay their motherfucking bills, can't keep their lights on, the cables or all type of other motherfucking shit on. Like, what the fuck? Don't live for me, bitch. Live for somebody else, because you don't know what the fuck I bring when I come to the motherfucking scene.
You know.
I bring when I come to the scene, You don't know what the fuck is going on outside of the scene. And that's the problem with these kids. Stop living for these girls. Live for your motherfucking self. That's the real thing.
And you know, Kelly, you said it so right. Last week, I was at the CDC. I was at the CDC last week, and I was sitting there with the director and all these very influential, affluent people. And they're trying to do things to help the ballroom community. And they're trying to find out what can they do. But you have people who don't. You got people worried about who's going into a dip more than who's saving lives.
Right.
I just don't understand. The people that are doing positive things in the scene, they're getting red. The people who are doing the absolutely nothing and foolishness, those are the people that we're just really living for. I don't understand.
But you know, Camaro.
Yeah.
Hello? That is Camaro. They don't, you know, these young people today don't, like when I came out and when a lot of us came out, we had people who educated us and taught us stuff. We don't have that now. Well, these young people don't have that now.
And Tanaka, we wanted to learn. We wasn't giving them lip.
Hold on, y'all. We have another caller for Atlanta. From Atlanta. Hold on. Yes, hold on. 678-428. You're live on the air on the recap show. 678-428. You're live on the air on the recap show. Hello? Yes, are you there, caller? Okay, I guess not.
TCYL. All
right. So, you know,
but yeah, a lot of these kids don't have people educating them and teaching them about the life and the history of the world and the connection between, like you said, Camaro, the CDC or other local areas that may be, you know, working with AIDS and different diseases and health issues. They don't have that connection really like that no more. And then with the new kids that's out today, for some that do want to learn, they get caught up with the wrong crowd. Well, why are you over there? How they late? Are they tired? You should be over here with us. They're getting taught the wrong thing. And that's how a lot of people get caught up.
Exactly.
It's a lot of things
in the ballroom scene that the girls really need to change. And it's not just about the status. It's just not even about the status and everything. It's a lot of things in this scene that the girls need to change. We need to go back. This is a problem that I have with a lot of things that goes on in the scene. We need to get away from these motherfucking trophy peeps, because I'm so tired of that it's only the fathers that's running the houses. We need to get away from these motherfucking trophy piece fem queens. That only thing we need to get away from these trophy piece fem queens. That the only thing they worry about is when is the next $1,000 or $5,000 category for them to come out to walk, and the only time they socialize with the kids is when they want to suck one of their dicks or want them to fuck them. Mistake. We need to get back to the Avises and the Dorians and all those girls. Mistake. The mothers that provided for the kids and did something for the motherfucking kids, and stop just putting these mothers in positions because they trophies and what they can bring to the motherfucking floor. Because at the end of the day, what y'all can do on the floor, a lot of these kids that's in your house is sleeping on somebody's floor.
They do themselves.
Less motherfucking.
But you know what? You got parents who sleeping on floors these days.
And you do too. You got parents that still sleeping on floor, but their parents is in somebody's motherfucking house. Bitch, and that's a fool mistake, because what they can do on the floor. Bitch, we need to get out of that mistake and get back to mothers that's going to do things and fathers that's going to do something, and they're going to work together as a collaborated team mistake and do something.
I agree wholeheartedly.
That's what we need to do, bitch, because I don't give a fuck. I give a fuck about a bitch that can win a motherfucking trophy, bitch. Because if I ain't got someplace to live, mistake, and I'm in the ballroom scene and I come out and tell my family I'm gay and I'm in the house, I want to be able to go to my mother or go to my father, not even my father, because most of the fathers open the doors up for the kids. But I want to be able to, if I'm a femme queen, I don't want to be able to go to my father. I want to be able to go to the male figure. I want to be able to go to the female figure, which is my mother, and be like, I need some help. I don't want her to just tell me about makeup and a weave and walk in some motherfucking category.
No. Right.
Tell me
right,
about school
right.
Where I can go get a job at.
So that's the true meaning of gay mother and father.
And that's why I love my sister Aunt. I love my sister Jasmine, and I love my father Andre, because we work together so well as a motherfucking team, Miss Thing. Because, bitch, honey, if it, bitch, girl, When I tell you, when I became mother, I counted on my hands, Miss Thing, how many Big Girls mothers there was in the scene, Miss Thing, and it was 8, Miss Thing, and it has not been a large number of Big Girl mothers in a long time, Miss Thing, and I was just so thankful that I made number 8 of the Big Girls mother, Miss Thing, because all these little trophy pieces, bitch, please, girl, honey. They work me, honey. They work me. They work me. They do. It's no shame, Miss Thing. They lovely. They pretty, Miss Thing, and they turn their category out, bitch. But, honey, if I'm a femme queen or a drag queen, Miss Thing, and my parents kick me out because I tell them I'm gay, I want to be able to go to her and be like, can I stay at your house until I get myself on my feet and shit? Miss Thing, I don't want her to be, you know, all types of shit. But hold on, we got another caller, 704-905. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
All right, Kelly, this is Legendary Prince from the chat room. I want to go back to something that you said. You said that you don't like for the girls to say they live for you when you're an icon. Why is that?
Because a lot of these, and I'm not gonna solidify any title with it. A lot of these girls live for girls outside, that they live for the girls in the scene, but outside of the scene, whether they're an icon, a legend, a statement, or a star, a lot of these girls don't have their life together. So why are you living for me? Because what I can do on the floor, you don't know. I can be sleeping on somebody's floor outside, sleeping in somebody's basement. Why live for me? Live for yourself.
Oh. Okay.
That's why I don't want the girls to live for me. That's why I don't want the girls to live for me. Because I can come to the boss and I can turn it out for Big Girl's face. I can turn it out for Big Girl's performance. I can walk one way and everything. But when I leave that ball, I'm coming home and I'm sleeping on Camaro's floor.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Next caller, we have one. Honey, is everybody still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if, you know, I think a good idea. I know there are there's supposed to be a lot of people coming down maybe to Atlanta for Labor Day, hopefully, to support the House of Con and their function. I think that we should have another meeting for, like, the little status meeting that we had after the Milan Ball. I think that might be a good time to throw some hands together that way. So Jamal and some other people, Stewart and some other people who are listening. Hopefully, you know, since somebody can help pull that together so that we can actually sit down at the table and talk again and start getting,
again.
I'm not being a part of none of that because, you know what, ever since this radio show, I've heard people talk and talk and talk and talk, and they try to do the walk, and ain't shit happening. I'm not going to waste my
time.
I understand what you're saying, Camaro, but I'm not doing it. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not for everybody, I know. But one thing I say is, like, for Atlanta, we have an alliance here in Atlanta. Uh-huh. I get upset. Other people get upset, but we don't give up. And I think
it's not a matter of giving
really,
up.
Really
it's just a
that.
Matter of it's too many chiefs and no many Indians, and I don't want to be a part of anything.
I don't really feel like it's enough chiefs, to be honest. I feel like right now the scene is almost run by just a few people. We have a lot. I remember one individual, I think, like, a lot of people was like, this person is a legend, this person is a legend. One or two people was like, no. And then it was like, that was the end of it. But everybody, the whole scene pretty much agreed that this person is a legend. To me, that tells me that it's kind of off balance.
This thing that Jamal started, is it just for New York, New Jersey, or is it for...
It's supposed to be Federation of Everybody.
Okay, Camaro, where are you from?
Atlanta.
Tayana, you from Midwest, right? Tayana?
Well, yeah, Tayana from the Midwest, yeah.
And who else is on the line?
Tanaka,
and the other one. Who's the other one, Kelly? Tanaka, since you live in Philly, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen Jamal in Philly anytime soon? Like, in the past couple of months, have Jamal been to...
Yeah, he was at the Blahnik Ball.
He sure was.
Other than the Blahnik Ball.
No, I haven't, but I'm hardly ever home myself.
Okay, Camaro, You from Atlanta?
Yeah.
Within the past couple of months, have you seen Jamal at any balls in Atlanta?
No.
Tayana.
They not there.
Is she not there?
I think I know
where she's going with this.
How are you starting something and want to start something from an internet if nobody, like, you know, of course we know who he is, but if nobody else knows him, how could they, you know, how could we start something if they don't know who the person behind the computer is?
Well, I think he did anything anonymous. I mean, he put his name.
No, of course, right. But, I mean, if you, this is something that everybody wants, and then, I mean, it's like throwing a ball. If you want your ball to be successful and you want everybody to come to your ball, you months in advance, you promote your function, right? Correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you are an icon and you want this thing to work so badly and you want a change, we start, and you, it's like a ball. You go around and you promote, and the people that you know that you've seen, because he's been here for years, so he knows the Tanakas, he knows the people, so why not visit around and get these people interested and make, Jamal came and promoted this, and he came here, and we've seen him. And do you understand the point that I'm trying to get at?
I understand your point, but in defense of Jamal, he's not on the phone, so he can't.
No, I'm not attacking him at all. I love him dearly. I'm not attacking him.
But I'll say it like this, you know, because he's not here, but hopefully I can say a sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that he decided to do as being a leader, a personal leader.
Right.
And this is not Jamal's mission. This is something for the sake of the ballroom scene. So instead of him putting it on his shoulders alone, saying it's something that he is doing, he called on Stewart. He called on Kadan. He called on people in the middle, like Marco, Atlanta, like me. He asked people from Philly, like Alvernian. He asked, he asked a lot of different people to come together.
Why when Stewart did what he did, the Alliance didn't come together and say, well, they disagreed with Stewart. He's just one person. And if they called and if they did not agree with what Stewart did, then why allow it to happen? Why just nip it in the bud from right there?
Well, if the Alliance disagreed with what Stewart did, I don't know.
Callie said it's because that was open to can of the. So if that opened, obviously it struck a nerve in somebody to just pay
it
and be like, "Well,
it struck a nerve." But you're talking about, if you're talking about something that happened like with Andre Demon them yesterday.
No. I'm talking in general. This is what, like, we're just generalizing. Like, if you know what I mean, they said that's what opened. So I'm sure it's not going to be the first time it's going to happen. It's going to happen with whatever. I'm not questioning what Andre did. That's my father, and you know, of course, he's been there. I've seen. So whatever he does, it stands, period. His word, you know, stands.
What goes, see, this is the thing, and this is not attacking Andre in this regard.
No.
What I have to say for him is I'll say to him or whatever. However, what goes for one has to go for the other, then, according to your logic. So if someone say, well, what Andre says stands, then you can't say, well, Andre stands with Stewart, don't
no,
stand.
But if it started, if
it
started
with
Stewart,
right,
if it started with Stewart and nobody nipped it in the bud, then Andre, he has a right to do what he has to do because he's an icon also.
But I agree. That's what
right.
I'm saying.
You
have to,
basically,
well, go for one, go for all, is what I'm saying.
Basically, what she tried to say is, If somebody would have nipped the situation that happened at the Blahnik ball with Stewart in the bud right then and there, then it wouldn't have been what happened this weekend.
The Alliance was supposed to be when you think somebody should be deemed, you call in on the Alliance and everybody voted. Is that what it's supposed to be?
Well, I think that part of the background that you may or may not be may or not have heard on the radio, I think a couple of weeks ago, was you had people like Tony Revlon and things that did happen at the Milan Ball where they acknowledged, I can say for a fact, Jay among them. So with that regard, I can speak on that. And then there were other people. Now, if Tony didn't get up on the stage with Stewart, that still didn't mean that Stewart was acting independently. He might have spoke by himself, but he wasn't acting independently.
Hold on, we got another caller. 773-782. You're live on the air on the recap show.
I think Miss Ebony can't take me. She disconnected me. Not joking.
Oh, good.
Tayana.
But you see the point I'm saying? So
yes,
if nobody really did have a problem with, you know, say that they didn't have a problem with that, that's probably why, because at the Milan Ball, they had icons who were seated together who invited him to be able to come on.
We got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I guess not. Do we have another caller as a private caller before I let anybody go back to talking? Okay, go ahead, y'all.
Guess not.
Back at the ranch.
Back at the ranch, but I don't know, baby. It's gonna have to travel. I think it's gonna be have. The ballroom scene has grown so big and so large since Paris and all the girls was doing it. And it was just a small knit community in the backyard of somebody's basement. Bitch, I think it's time, and it's no joke or anything, bitch. It's time to bring motherfucking lawyers and shit involved, Miss Stegan, bitch, and get this shit legalized, stamped in concrete, bitch. That's the only way shit's going to work.
Yeah.
So
the lawyer's going to legalize who's an icon, bitch.
Legalize the girls and sanction the girls' mistake for opening their mouth mistake when they're not supposed to open their mouth mistake. Yes.
Wow.
It's a crazy mistake, bitch, honey. That's just like, okay, that's just like, I'm going to give you a scenario. That's just like, okay, Stuart is an Ebony, and he's an icon. Audrey's a Mizrahi, and he's an icon. And I'm Kelly Mizrahi, I'm Kelly Gasson, and I'm an icon. Okay, so we did what we did at that meeting. Stuart came to the Blahnik Ball, and he did what he did at the Blahnik Ball. Audrey came out last night, and Audrey did what he did at the Jack's birthday ball. Well, I'm an icon, and I'm a garçon. So, well, this weekend when I go to Chicago, Miss Thang, I'm going to deem two bitches an icon, a legend, or an icon in motherfucking Chicago. And then it's just going to be a tits-for-tat motherfucking thing. Like, what the fuck? How can we, like, we get around this?
Yeah, where does it stop?
And I'm tired of everybody. I'm tired of everybody.
So where does it start? Because
I don't want to get it from somebody. I want all the girls to come together and go agree, Miss Thang. Because, bitch, I don't have time for the girls to be going at it with me. Hold on. Private caller, you live on the recap show. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Wow.
Bitch, who's arrested and charged, bitch? So we don't want to hear the TV. Next caller, if I have one, bitch. That is crazy, honey. I don't know, honey. I really don't. Honey, I don't know. So what do y'all think we're going to do, bitch? Because I know the girls are going to be calling in tomorrow, Miss Thang. Because ain't nobody calling tonight, Miss Thang, because girls are still in town, Miss Thang, and all the girls are out at BBQs and things. So the girls in New York area, Miss Thang, that was here for the ball, ain't none of them really here to show. Or they probably in the restaurant and can't call in because it's loud, because I know everybody was supposed to meet up and go to BBQs. So I know this is going to be a topic again tomorrow, Miss Thang, and the girls are going to be calling in. The girls are going to have so much to say, Miss Thang. Bitch, it's just like, girl, you know what? We need to get an intervention going on with all the icons on the phone line.
I mean, half of them don't even speak to each other.
Mitch.
Well, Zoe's answer is true.
Well, Kelly, I just want to let you know that, you know, I'm keeping my status. I don't care what nobody say. I'm an icon. Jennifer, no matter what anyone say, you're an icon. Camaro, you got 2 weeks before I deem you an icon. Okay?
Tanaka.
Come on.
You're a pioneer. Because I remember being a little girl, and I saw you coming through, fighting all the way. I remember.
Oh, my God. You talked the bad thing.
I remember
the old way.
I remember Tanaka, baby, when I was a little butch queen. Miss Thang, with my blonde little afro, Miss Thang, at the Revlon ball at the motherfucking ballroom, Miss Thang, spinning on his motherfucking head, Miss Thang, honey. bitch, I can take a bitch, honey, bitch, and let me tell you, bitch, I got, bitch, if the girls want to ever question anything about any of my status, mistake, I can take the girls back, mistake, back with Cappuccino Revlon used to work woman's body, mistake, and the girls without mistake, bitch, okay? Bitch, I can give y'all histories, mistake, with Miss Misha and Miss Vanessa and Miss Shanice.
You remember
even before that, when Tanaka used to be going at it with, rest in peace, Terrell Ebony.
Yes, bitch.
Terrell Ebony,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You remember Champagne and Garbage.
Yes,
champagne,
girl, bitch, baby. I used to be, let me tell you something, bitch. I used to be on those ball tapes, mistake, and I used to be a little quiet, little whispering, mistake, sitting in the front, mistake, not knowing what's going on. Ray Ray and Monique used to sit me down in the front and say, stay right here, don't move. I used to be on those tapes, mistake. I used to work downtown on at the motherfucking hospital that just closed on motherfucking 13th Street. I used to work in the information room down there. I used to work down there. I would walk through the village in the daytime. I did not know all of that shit went on in the village until motherfucking 1990 motherfucking 5, mistake. Motherfucking Halloween motherfucking day. My cousin took me to the village, bitch, and I fucking gagged. Then the next weekend, bitch, I followed up to the clubhouse. I snuck up and followed up to the clubhouse. I gagged, bitch. I did not know that men can look like this, bitch, and I used to gag, bitch, at all the shit that I used to. I used to work down there and didn't know all the shit went on down there. Bitch, girl.
I remember when being on the D train coming from San Fectibon. It was Ashley, it was Tanaka, it was Miss Tiny, it was Josie, and I just heard these loud people going off. And I looked back and I said, "Oh, the girls, where they coming from?"
These girls don't know.
What'd you say,
Tanaka?
I miss those days, girl.
Yeah.
These girls don't know, mistake, like the fun and like the motivation. The ballroom scene is all about the butch queens now. It used to be fun, mistake, to come to the ball, mistake, and see all the fab femme queens in the motherfucking ball, mistake. And bitch, let me tell you something. This is what I used to do, because I'm a real bitch, mistake, okay? I'm going to tell y'all what I used to do, mistake, because bitch, I never had the coins, mistake. I was young, mistake. I was 15 and 16 years old, mistake. I didn't have the coins to get into the ball, mistake. So what I would do is I would come to the club, mistake. I would come to the ball, mistake. And my girlfriend, I'm not going to mention what femme queen it was, mistake. She used to be outside, hiding in the car, waiting for femme queen motherfucking face to come, mistake. And I would be like, I ain't got no money to get in the ball, mistake. She'd be like, okay. Take my camera and go around to all the cars and find the girls in their car and take a picture of them and bring it back to me. And I'll give you the money to get in the ball, bitch, so I can see what they look like before I hit the back of the runway. I used to go around and find all the girls hiding out in their car waiting for femme queen motherfucking face, bitch, and take the picture back and get my 30 queens so I could be in that ball, because that's how fab it was to want to be at a motherfucking ball. Now, bitch, I'll be ready to go home, bitch, after Let It Stay with the Stars.
Right.
That's the best test of the night.
Right.
After Let It Stay with the Stars, bitch, all the rest of that shit is draining to me. I can see that after Let It Stay with the Stars, bitch, I can see all that shit on motherfucking YouTube, bitch. I got home. Let me tell y'all. Let me know. I'm going to be real with y'all. I got home yesterday. Jack Boy was over at 9 o'clock yesterday. I got home, bitch. I was motherfucking rolling down because I'm a real bitch. From time to time, I roll. Bitch, I was rolling down. Bitch, I was laying in the bed. And the kids were still up because the kids came from Atlanta and I had some of the kids over from New York. I was laying in the bed rolling down, bitch, eyes tweaking in the back of my head. They up here watching YouTube. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all watching? They're like, we're watching the ball. It's already up on YouTube. The ball was already up on motherfucking YouTube at 10 o'clock the motherfucking morning. Bitch, and they sit here watching the motherfucking ball, bitch. I said, well, bitch, I could have just went to see Legend Statements and Star, because they bitch 30 clips of the girls they want to put up on for Legend Statements and Star. I could have went to the ball to see Legend Statements and Star, and they came back home and laid in the bed, bitch, and watched the whole ball here on YouTube, bitch, because they got the whole motherfucking shit is on YouTube, bitch.
Yeah.
It's an 11-minute increment on YouTube, the whole ball from last night. I'm like, what the fuck? It's a mess. But, you know, On that note, honey, we got to get up out of here. My husband's asleep. I'm being loud, honey. I ain't really have that much sleep because I told you I was rolling last night, and I ain't going to sleep until 3 o'clock this afternoon and had to get back up at 6 and have a house meeting. I got to go to bed. I got to get some sleep, bitch. So, Tanaka, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Camara, say goodnight to the girls.
Camaro's
here. Camaro's here. I want to say goodnight to everybody, and I also want to say rest in peace, Tiffany. I love you so much, and I'll always love you.
Okay.
Goodnight.
Tayana, say goodnight to the girls.
I want to say goodnight, everyone. And there is the Rainbow Ball, June 26th in Chicago, Gay Pride Weekend. Be there.
I know that's right. Jennifer, say goodnight to the girls.
TTYL, I love you all.
Okay. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother, and like I tell you every night, Miss Thing, bitch, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, whatever club y'all go to, and y'all pick somebody up in, please make sure y'all do practice safe sex. The life you save will be your own. Don't live for me. Live for yourself, because you don't know what I have accomplished outside of the scene or what I have established. Thank you all, and I'll see you back here tomorrow night or what the fuck. Tuesday!